Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Another very important issue that we deal with is deviancy. People who introduce wrong ideologies, people who introduce wrong and bad and haram habits, individuals who might somehow want to infiltrate into the ranks of the believers and introduce something that would not only bring about misconceptions but destabilize a person's faith. These kind of individuals, they need to be dealt with and dealt with swiftly. Ahlul bid'ah, as they say. Now, we're not talking about bid'ah in the sense of innovation, because that's another topic altogether. Related to this, of course, but bid'ah, what is bid'ah? What's the Sunni understanding of bid'ah? What's the Salafi understanding of bid'ah? What's the Shi'i understanding of bid'ah? That's another topic. Here we're talking about ahlul bid'ah in the sense of someone, you know, wanting to bring about some kind of innovative idea in the negative sense. Idea as far as in the meaning of ideology, of course. فَوَيْلٌ, the Qur'an says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. Woe be upon those who write the book with their own hands. ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And then they say this, they attribute it to God. So they say something and they say, well, you know, this is what religion is, this is my understanding of religion, and this is what God wants from us, for example. It's their understanding, it's their personal opinionated view. In most cases, when it comes to something like this, it is baseless. لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. For them, in order for them to gain some kind of financial gain, لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. They're going to get some money out of it. They're going to get some fame out of it, whatever it is. فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهُمْ وَالْوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسُبُونَ. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 79. And there are a few other verses that also speak about that.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book مفاتيح الحیات, The Keys of Life. This book, مفاتيح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماز و ثواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون, اینم هم امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
When you see the case of Ahlul Bid'ah, Ahlul Rib, dubious individuals, deviant individuals, people who want to go against the mainstream kind of ideology, who you don't even know who what their origin is, where they came from, what their understanding is, and all of a sudden they want to enter into the Muslim Ummah, they want to enter into your community, and they want to wreak havoc. In this case, it's very important for a person to be vigilant, to be aware, to be cautious, to remember that sweet talkers are always going to captivate some people, but you need to be smarter than that. You need to be more aware. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, you need to stay away from such individuals. Don't befriend with Ahlul Bid'ah. وَلَا تُجَالِسُوهُمْ Don't even sit with these people. You know, some people say, well, we just want to hear what's going on. We just want to hear what he or she has to say. No, don't even sit with them. فَتَصِيرُ عِنْدَ النَّاسِ كَوَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ In the view, in the eyes of all other people, you're going to be one of their supporters. You're going to be one of their followers. قَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَالِهِ Then Imam Sadiq says that the Holy Prophet said, الْمَرْءُ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ وَقَرِينِهِ That a person is evaluated, is seen as someone who is a follower of the religion of those who they associate with, their friend, their associate, their companion. الْمَرْءُ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ وَقَرِينِهِ And that's why when it does come to someone coming up with a load of mumbo-jumbo, someone who, you know, all of a sudden has some kind of weird way of looking at things as far as religion and issues like that is concerned, then Ahlul Ilm need to come out and stand against them.
I invite you to listen to the continuation of the program on IRIB English Radio.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says, إِذَا ظَهَرَتِ الْبِدَعُ When deviant ideology comes out, when innovative, wrong, false information comes out, as far as belief, issues of religion and belief is concerned, إِذَا ظَهَرَتِ الْبِدَعُ فِي أُمَّتِي In my ummah, فَلْيُظْهِرِ الْعَالِمُ عِلْمَهُ Then the alim, the scholar, needs to come out and show his knowledge, and show his knowledge. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ And whoever, if you don't do that, فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ Then the curse of Allah be upon such a person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he then says, فَضْلِ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ سَبْعُونَ دَرَجَةً The merit or the virtue of an alim over a abid, over a worshipper, is by 70 levels. And in each level, there is a span of up to 70 years, etc., etc. Thalika, the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is saying that the alim is always going to be better than the abid is Because as shaytan yada'u al-bid'a lil-nas, fayubsuruha al-alim fayaziluha. Shaytan places a heretic view, a deviant view, a heretic idea, a deviant idea among people, fayubsuruha al-alim, and the alim picks up on it. Alim says, well, be careful guys, this is dangerous. This guy, he's feeding you poison in honey. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
Driving past, walking fast To the field of dreams Hear the children scream
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran IRIB English Radio
Every corner represents a different image in my mind A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.